This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
This is 1320 WILS, 39 on this Thursday. Tomorrow, a high of 38 with some light flurries, low of 33. And then Saturday, up to 43. So we're slowly creeping back up to more normal temperatures. Well, the Fed increased the interest rate by a quarter point this week, but my next guest says that if they continue this, it could very well wipe out 50% of equity prices for the third time in the past 17 years. Michael Pento is with us, president of Pento Portfolio Strategies and author of the book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Michael, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks so much for having me back on.
Yeah, now you say that this has been a historic problem. What's the last time we saw this kind of dynamic happening?
Well, it's the same old. You know, the Federal Reserve is in the business of blowing up asset bubbles. They take rates too low, leave them there for too long, then they raise interest rates and they break the debt bubble. They break the money supply growth rate, and then we have a huge haircut in stock prices. It happened in between 71 and 74. It happened in 1987, it happened in the year 2000, and it happened in the year 2007.
So is that by design?
50%.
Is that by design that they do this, or is it just that they're...
Well, they have no... Well, the design is this. It's bread and circuses. So what do? The government wants to spend more money than is available for the savings rate, the natural, real savings rate, to be borrowed. So they create money by fiat, by decree. They shove it into the banking system. Banks buy government debt, the money supply grows, asset bubbles grow to unsustainable levels, and then they burst. What does the Fed do? Lowers interest rates. The same thing happened, I'll just take you back in one of these cyclical events, 2003, 2004, we had interest rates at 1% for 1 year, that's 12 months. When that bubble broke in 2007, we took interest rates for 100 months. They were 1% or less on the Fed funds rate. Now, if 1 year, 12 months, engendered a housing bubble, what do you think the Federal Reserve, in their omniscience, created by leaving rates at 1% or below for 100 months?
That sounds like...
You don't have to guess, I'll tell you. Yeah. A global epic bond bubble where $9 trillion of sovereign debt now trades with a minus sign. Mm-hmm. Okay, so governments are getting paid to borrow money, and who the hell would borrow? Who would pay governments to have their money loan money to the government for a negative interest rate? Only right. A central bank.
Well, but the Fed says, look, you know, we did. You know, they look at the short term numbers, unemployment. They say, look, the economy's at a point where we start raising too aggressively, things will fall apart. I mean, what are they to do, really?
Well, what are they to do? I mean, let's just be honest. We have Atlanta Fed GDP model that says Q1 GDP growth is running at an annualized rate of 0.9%. So in normal times when the Fed starts to hike rates during the hiking cycle, inflation's running rampant and growth is very much above trend. We're growing with a zero handle here in the United States. Okay. So listen, I think in all candor, the Federal Reserve should normalize interest rates, collapse this big bubble, and at the end of this, we can get on with a normal, real economy with, you know, market prices for assets, real estate prices,
when you say normalize, what would be the normalized rate right now?
Five or 6% on the Fed funds rate. That's where it normally is. And see what happened the last time the Fed took the interest rate to 5.25%, the wheels came off the economy, but we only had $10 trillion in national debt. Now we have an interest, a Fed funds rate at 1%, but we can never go anywhere near 5% because we have $20 trillion in national debt. And global debt is $230 trillion. That's 300% of GDP, up more than $60 trillion since 2008. So, you know, it's all at an all-time record. So we can never normalize interest rates in this nation without sending us into a global deflationary depression. Mm. That's the truth. And even Janet Yellen, by the way, will tell you. She said that the long-term, what they call that, fair market value of the Fed funds rate, this is about 2%. It used to be 5 or 6, now it's 2.
Okay. How
they call that the neutral Fed funds rate.
So how nervous do you think the folks of the Fed really are right now?
Well, they should be very nervous. I don't know if they literally believe their own BS. I don't know if they actually believe that Keynesian mantra that they fixed everything that went wrong in the prior recession by massively increasing the amount of debt, massively distorting asset prices, and massively distorting interest rates. Maybe they believe they fixed everything, but I'll tell you this. As rates normalize, I think mutual funds collapse, equities collapse, municipal bonds collapse, all of fixed income, real estate investment trusts, CLOs, collateralized loan obligations, stocks, bonds,
everything is going
to collapse.
What you're saying, though,
once they normalize interest rates.
You're saying that's when the Fed then will drop the interest rates again,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, so. Well, that's what it's cyclical. So they take rates up, then they drop them. Now, they only drop them. The first time they did, they took interest rates up. They dropped them to 1%. Then they took them to 5.25%, which was a lower high. Then they took them to 0%. That'll be another lower high. Maybe they get to 2%. Because they didn't really solve the problem. The problem is you have to deleverage the amount of debt in the economy. Mm-hmm. And household debt, in nominal terms, is at an all-time record high.
Okay, so
nominal debt is at an all-time record high. A marginal amount of deleveraging, if you look at it as that ratio as expressed as a percentage of GDP.
Well, tell me this, don't forget,
GDP has been inflated and artificially boosted by 0% interest rates.
Talking to Michael Pento. It's Pento Portfolio Strategies. PentoPort.com is where you can find him. So how do you deleverage all this massive debt we've got then?
Well, there's two ways to do it. Historically speaking, is they usually, what governments usually do is try to inflate it away. So they try to take interest rates to extremely low levels, and they print up a lot of debt, and the central bank buys it. Well, we've been doing that for years and years. But what really needs to be done, the real solution, is these debts have to be defaulted upon. We can never pay back. The United States can never pay back its $20 trillion in debt. Because I don't look at debt as a percentage of GDP so much, even though it's over 100%, it's about 105% of GDP. Look at debt as a percentage of revenue. It's about 700% of revenue. And if interest rates were to normalize, we would be paying, and normalize, I mean, if they just go to 5 or 6%, the average interest rate, we would be paying $1 trillion in interest on our debt. Just on interest payments. So it's unsustainable. We can't pay it back. We must explicitly default on this debt. That means we're going to have banks that hold all this debt are going to become insolvent. Pension funds are going to become insolvent. But guess what? I know it's going to be a devastating depression for a few years, but that's what depressions and recessions do. They cleanse the system. It's a cleansing and purging of the economy. That's what we should have allowed happen.
So we can
get back to a normal, sustainable, viable economy. But this is an artificial, phony economy derived by asset bubbles and debt and artificial interest rates. The Fed is telling you they're ending it slowly. Yeah. They're going to do it slowly. The yield curve will invert. It'll probably invert sometime later this year or early next year. You'll see the break-even spreads, inflation break-even spreads collapse, and then you're going to be right back in 2008.
So if you don't have
an investment model that models that and can make you money and protect yourself from that collapse, you better find one.
Hmm. Do you think President Trump sees it the way you do?
I don't know. I don't think he does. I don't think he does. Hmm. I think he's surrounded by very smart people, but you need to have someone who understands the debt dynamics and that inflation-deflation spectrum
He's got all of these Goldman Sachs guys there. Do you think they at least have an understanding of what you're saying here?
Goldman Sachs is I don't want to say the devil, but Goldman Sachs, in my opinion, has helped ruin this country. So, all the Keynesian liberals that inhabit the Federal Reserve come from Goldman Sachs, and they are the Keynesians, these liberal Keynesian economists who believe that inflation comes from too many people working, mm-hmm. and they have all of their models that are broken and completely useless.
In their belief, how are we going to get out of the debt? What's their theory on that?
What's the Goldman Sachs prescription for getting out of debt?
Yeah, even the Fed's approach
is to continue keeping interest rates well below inflation and monetize your way out of debt.
Okay.
And don't forget, Janet Yellen and Ben Bernanke, these are Keynesian liberals. Most of the people at FOMC have links, and the Treasury are from Goldman Sachs. And these people believe that keeping interest rates very low for a very long time is the way to go. They raised rates three times in the past 10 years. Three times in the past 10 years.
Yeah, no.
And kept interest rates at 0 to 1% for 100 months. And it's not just the Keynesians that run our Federal Reserve and Treasury. Look who runs the central banks in Europe, and look who runs the central bank in Japan.
Same philosophy.
Cut from the same cloth.
Tell me this, Michael, when you look at what's ahead for us, and now you say you need to be prepared for what's about to happen. How are you preparing for this?
I created a model, and the model is the inflation-deflation spectrum. So I know when you should overweight precious metals, and I know when you should go short the market. That's what the model, very powerful and robust model, intended to do.
What should you be doing right now, would you say?
So right now, I'm in the middle of that inflation deflation spectrum. I'm collecting dividends right now. I have about 10% of the portfolio in precious metal stocks, and I'm getting ready. I'm on utility stocks as well. So I'm collecting a dividend. I'm long the dollar. I think that we are slowly going to gravitate towards the left side or the deflationary side of that spectrum, and that means you're going to have about a 50% haircut in stock prices. So when I tell you, the model will tell you, when I see those yield spreads compress and the inflationary spreads compress, that is when it's time to double down on your shorts of the market, because we're headed down south to the tune of, I think, at least 50%. Okay. And it's not hyperbole. It's been done over and over again.
50% hit in the market.
Over and over again. 74, 87 was 35%. 2000, 2007, and perhaps, unfortunately, 2017.
People were saying that at the end of last year. Look, the markets just keep going up. How imminent is it in your view, then?
Well, when I say I can't give you a date, what I'm doing is my model will look at those dynamics, those yield curve dynamics, and I'll know by those key metrics, signals, when to go short. In the interim, what you should be doing is you'd be collecting dividends, because right now we're stuck in the middle between that inflation-deflation spectrum. But I think we're going to gravitate, as I said, towards that deflationary side, and that means you want to be short high yield, short emerging markets, you want to be short, a little bit long precious metals, and you want to be long the dollar, because that's what's going to make you money, I believe, in the next few months.
Michael Pento, president of Pento Portfolio Strategies. His book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse, How to Survive the Demise of the U.S. Debt Market. Find him at pentoport.com. Michael, great to have you on WILS. Thanks
for having me on again.